the fact is... well, before I go...
Lone, if you don't mind, I wish very specially to have a word with Mary before dinner.
But I...
Yes, Father.
Lady Mary induces Lone to go, and thus courageously faces Lord Brocklehurst to hear her fate.
I am ready, George.
It is a painful matter. I wish I could have spared you this, Mary.
Please go on.
In common fairness, of course, this should be remembered that 2 years had elapsed. You and I had no reason to believe we should ever meet again.
This is more considerate than she had expected.
I was so lost to the world, George.
At the same time, the thing is utterly and absolutely inexcusable.
Oh.
And so I have already said to Mother.
You have told her?
Certainly, Mary, certainly. I tell Mother everything.
And what did she say?
To tell the truth, Mother rather pooh-poohed the whole affair.
Lady Brocklehurst pooh-poohed the whole affair?
She said, Mary and I will have a good laugh over this.
George, your mother is a hateful, depraved old woman.
Mary.
Laugh indeed, but it will always be such a pain to me.
She would only let me bear all the pain, Mary.
George, I think you are the noblest man.
Mary is touched and gives him both her hands. Unfortunately, he simpers.
She was a pretty little thing.
Lady Mary stares, but he marches to his doom.
Not beautiful like you. I assure you, it was the merest flirtation. There were a few letters, but we've got them all back. It was all owing to the boat being so late at Calais. You see, she had such large, helpless eyes.
George, when you lunched with Father today at the club...
I didn't. He wired me that he couldn't come.
But he wrote you.
No.
You haven't seen him since?
No.
She is saved! Is he to be let off also? Not at all. She bears down on him like a ship of war.
George, who and what is this woman?
She is, the shame of it, a lady's maid.
A what?
A lady's maid. A mere servant, Mary. I first met her at this house when you were entertaining the servants. So you see, it was largely your father's fault.
A lady's maid?
Her name was Fisher.
My maid?
Can you forgive me, Mary?
Oh, George! George!
Mother urged me not to tell you anything about it, but...
I am so glad you told me.
You see, there was nothing wrong in it.
No, indeed.
And she behaved awfully well. She quite saw that it was because the boat was late. I suppose the glamour to a girl in service of a man in high position...
Glamour? Yes, yes, that was it.
Mother says that a girl in such circumstances is to be excused if she loses her head.
George, I am so sorry if I said anything against your mother. I'm sure she is the dearest old thing.
Of course, for women of our class, she has a very different standard.
Of course.
You see, knowing how good a woman she is herself, she was naturally anxious that I should marry someone like her. And that is what has made her watch your conduct so jealously, Mary.
I know. I think, George, that before your mother comes, I should like to say a word to Father.
About this?
Oh, no, I shan't tell him of this, about something else.
And do you forgive me, Mary?
Yes, yes, I am sure the boat was very late, George.
It really was.
I am even relieved to know that you are not quite perfect, dear. George, when we are married, we shall try to be not an entirely frivolous couple, won't we? We must endeavor to be of some little use, dear.
Noblesse oblige.
Mary Lazenby is determined to play the game, George.
Perhaps she adds to herself, except just this once. A kiss closes this episode of The Two Lovers. Soon after the departure of Lady Mary, the Countess of Brocklehurst is announced. She is a very formidable old lady.
Alone, George?
Mother, I told her all. She has behaved magnificently.
Silly boy. So these are the wonders they brought back with them. Gone away to dry her eyes, I suppose.
She didn't cry, Mother.
No? You're quite right. I wouldn't have cried. Cold, icy. Yes, that was it.
I assure you, Mother, that wasn't it at all. She forgave me at once.
Oh.
She was awfully nice about the boat being late. She even said she was relieved to find that I wasn't quite perfect.
She said that?
She really did.
I mean, I wouldn't. Now, if I had said that, what would have made me say it? George, is Mary all we think her?
If she wasn't, Mother, you would know it.
Hold your tongue, boy. We don't really know what happened on that island.
You were reading the book all morning.
How can I be sure that the book is true?
They all talk of it as true.
How do I know that they are not lying?
Why should they lie?
Why shouldn't they? If I had been wrecked on an island, I think it highly probable that I should have lied when I came back. Weren't some servants with them?
Crichton, the butler.
Brocky is surprised to see his mother ring the bell.
Why, Mother, you are not going to...
Yes, I am. George, watch whether Crichton begins any of his answers to my questions with, "The fact is."
Why?
Because that is usually the beginning of a lie.
Mother, you can't do these things in other people's houses.
Crichton enters.
It was I who rang. So, you were one of the castaways, Crichton?
Yes, my lady.
Delightful book Mr. Woolley has written about your adventures.
Crichton bows.
Don't you think so?
I have not read it, my lady.
Odd that they should not have presented you with a copy.
Presumably, Crichton is no reader.
By the way, Crichton, were there any books on the island?
I had one, my lady, Henley's Poems.
Never heard of them.
Crichton again bows.
I think you were not the only servant wrecked.
There was a young woman, my lady.
I want to see her.
Crichton bows, but remains.
Fetch her up.
Crichton goes. Brocky almost stands up to his mother.
This is scandalous.
I am a mother.